When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Pete Najarian, who hosts The Huddle on Sunday with Maxi. Pete, you look at that game last night, and you take the entirety of another crazy Minnesota Viking game, and you say what?
You know, I think what impresses me most, Adam, is watching the Vikings is I think we're finally seeing a team that, you know, obviously last night was a little bit different. You had a first half and a second half team, completely different teams out there. But I think the reality is that we are as good a team as we think we are. And I think that, you know, we've had some slips here and there. We've played a couple of poor games. But I think overall the Vikings have really answered the bell in almost every game this year. And unfortunately just not coming through at the very end of those games where we would lose a game by just a final play or whatever it might be. And I'm still impressed with Kirk Cousins. Last night was not one of his better nights. There's no doubt about it, especially second half. He really struggled. But, boy, was Dalvin Cook pretty nice to have back. Holy smokes.
Oh, man. It helped. Yeah, he made the Pittsburgh defense look foolish. They looked like they were playing with eight guys. But Zimmer said it, you know, after the game. He's like, the team that we had in the first half last night could probably beat any team in the league. The team in the second half could probably lose to any team in the NFL.
It is amazing. It is amazing in the same game that all of that does play out. I think that what impressed me though in the second half was as poor as we were playing, Adam. I was impressed with the fact that we held on. Kirk Cousins actually made a couple of plays that he needed to make in a big way for us. Obviously, when he made the decision to run the football and get a first down, yeah, that was a big play. We don't see him run very often.
Nope.
And then the long pass to KJ Osborne, I thought was outstanding. Gave us a chance, and that's what you're looking for, is to get a chance, and then it's on the shoulders of the defense. And the defense bent, but thank goodness they didn't break. And what a great play by Harrison Smith, by the way, knocking that ball out at the end, because he's a great young tight end. He's going to be a guy that we'll talk about in the future for sure.
Yes, he is. Yep.
But we ended up being on the right side of it this time.
And how about that throw right there by Ben Roethlisberger at the end of the game? I mean, he had three. There were three guys. He put that through. It was a fantastic throw. But you're right, Harrison Smith proving mm-hmm. again that he's one of the top safeties in the league with that defense. Moving on to finance now. Lots sure. to talk about there, especially in just the last hour, Pete. These inflation numbers, we knew it. Inflation yep. going up. It's the largest jump in a generation. Things are much more. More expensive now.
Yep, and you know what? We'd be foolish not to know that. We see it in front of our very eyes each and every day. Even though we've seen the price of crude pulling back significantly from the highs, 85, we got into the mid 60s, and here we are now in the very low 70s. You know, so and I think that's the easiest one for everybody because it's right in front of us every time we go to the pump, and I talk about that every time, but. That is the truth, because most people don't really keep up with copper prices and a lot of the other, you know, areas that have been spiking as well. So it's not just crude oil, but that's our easiest one to keep in track of because we're all gassing up and we're going to the pump. And even if you're an EV person, you're somewhere near one of those gas stations, or at least you see the prices up there. And I'll tell you, Adam, I was in California earlier this week and looking at a little over $5 a gallon out there, yep. and I'm down in Florida now, and I'm very close to $5 a gallon down here. So it does show you that these numbers are real. They're going to be here for a little while. I don't expect to see these numbers really pull back anytime in at least the near future. But I think over time we will start to get a little bit more normal. But right now things are very inflated, no doubt about it.
As someone who invests or someone who, you know, plays the market, how should one view those inflation numbers and what kind of impact will that have?
I think we have to understand what that really truly means as far as the dollars in our pocket and what the spending is. And I think that there still are winners out there. We know that. And there are certain categories that are doing very well. Obviously, we're still looking at the essential companies, the Targets of the world and the Walmarts and those types of names. But then we really have to go to the next level and decide, you know, who are going to be some of the winners and who are going to, you know, fall to the wayside, because that's really what it comes down to. I think that there's only so many dollars to spread around, and obviously because of what we're seeing with the inflation numbers, there's a lot of money that's going towards, you know, those various categories that we all have to budget for each and every week, and we have to keep track of that. That being said, interest rates are low, so people are continuing to be very active in the stock market itself. I mean, very, very huge volumes, Adam, like I have never seen before. And when we look at what's going on in the backdrop of that, people are taking on a little bit more risk and a lot more in the stock market, particularly in the NASDAQ, which is primarily technology, semiconductors, and biotech. That's where people seem to be putting more and more dollars.
Sunday morning, the huddle. What are you and Max going to kick around this Sunday?
Oh, it's always fun. You know, I'll tell you what, Maxie and I, between the two of us, but he more so than me, we've got some of the greatest guests. And you know, a lot of the time, we don't know positively if they're going to be able to make it until almost as we get towards Saturday and into Sunday. But there's always great guests, and I think we'll obviously be kicking around a lot about what's going on with football, specifically with the Vikings and this week, and also the Gophers and what it looks like into the future as they're getting ready for their bowl game.
Always enjoy the conversations, Pete. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Thanks a lot, man. You as well. Take care.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.